I don't want to harp on about this too much, and sometimes I prepare these things and then I go off script and I make myself angry and I keep going. But I'll stick to the script today. I'm saying that out loud to make myself stick to it because I think you'll understand what it is I'm saying if I say it in a short and sharp manner. Is there ever any good news regarding this state government? The DV inquiry report. Health in general, headlined by ambulance ramping. Today in health, it's the Mackay Hospital Board having to be sacked after babies were killed. The Queensland Building and Construction Commission saga, never ending. Integrity issues across the board. Cost blowouts on Cross River Rail, which have no transparency. The DNA lab embarrassment, which was shameful. Wait till that report drops. The DNA lab. There's criminals, murderers and rapists running around Queensland because of the inept way that lab was run via Queensland Health. The botched power plants, left, right and centre. The, hey, let's spend $62 billion on hydroelectricity, where the plan must have been written off the back of a beer coaster. WellCamp. Do I even need to say any more? I just throw the word out there. WellCamp. 250 odd million down the drain. Even the good news story that is the Olympics is a debacle. There's been zero progress. There's zero budget. The budget that was given to the IOC and presented to the world last year, I've exposed that as a total fraud. There's half-baked plans. Oh, we'll just knock down and rebuild the Gabba. Like, half-baked. In their plans, they've got, I'm going off script. In their plans, they've got 3-on-3 basketball listed to be played at the Piazza at South Bank. That's under the mantra of using existing facilities. Then Stephen Miles released a draft plan for the future of South Bank, and it involved demolishing the Piazza. Seriously. Housing's a disaster. Social housing's even worse than a disaster, if that's possible. We close schools when there could be a storm. We live in Queensland, for goodness sake. There's fighting over NAPLAN, and the government gives in to teachers and won't release the results. Youth crime. Like, do I need to say any more about youth crime other than just say youth crime? There's the government allowing Star Casinos to operate unfettered until Star Casinos were pulled up by the other states. So the Queensland government said, oh, we'll have an inquiry too into Star. The deal's done with unions. The roads north and south of Brisbane can't cope, but we keep adding population. We advertise for new population. We don't have houses for them. We don't have roads and infrastructure for them. They're just the major ones. There's a million other small fry issues. It just seems like every day, and we have these thought bubbles. These things that we're going to do. Oh, we'll have this thing where we'll give you rebates on EV vehicles, electric vehicles, and then in the end no one takes them. We have a multi-million dollar campaign to bring tradies to Queensland to help us recover from the floods. Multi-million dollar advertising. What do we get? 7 tradies. What, because you offered them $1,500? They could earn that in a day in Sydney. With the cost of building and construction, goodness gracious me. Anyway, I just wanted to write it all down and point it all out. I don't want us to get too depressed this afternoon, but it's hard not to be depressed about the way the state's being run at the moment.